My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Tone, good morning.
I decided to go along with you, but on one contingency.
What?
I was thinking about a certain trade-off that is just going to happen emotionally.
What's that?
And I think a big part of this show, right, is attacking just that. Like the emotions of why we feel the way we do. You can give us all the numbers. You can give us all the analytics. You can make a list, like in the old sitcoms in the late 80s and the 90s. Here are the pros. Here are the cons. And then you make your decision as if it's ever really that easy. So there's going to have to be a trade-off for me emotionally, and I want to talk through that with you.
All right, go ahead.
So you just heard that audio. You guys are making the case because of the offensive line injuries on what to do with Watson, whether or not just to sit him, and we don't see him until week one against Dallas Cowboys.
Better believe it.
So I'll do that, but you can't be mad at me if I'm not all that optimistic about what the offense is going to look like at the start of the year. And I know it's like, well, wait, if you saw him in a quarter and a half or a quarter in a preseason game against Seattle in prime time, what was it? Cleveland Browns all night? Is that what you called it?
Right. Actually, you know what? You want to hear my idea?
Go ahead.
Game starts 10 o'clock Saturday night, 10 Eastern, on your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan. What better time? Late third quarter, what do you think it's going to be, about midnight? He's still alive. We should bring on G.E. Smith.
G.E. Smith?
G.E. Smith.
A Browns legend.
And the former conductor, maestro, leader of the Saturday Night Live band, and see what he's up to. Interview G.E. Smith. Because by that time, the starters are going to be out, and you've made your decisions for Christ.
Yeah,
so you might
so.
As well bring on. Do you think that's a terrible idea? Owen, it's a terrible idea?
No, I am excited by that.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Don't bring back the Cleveland Browns band or whatever he conducted there, too.
Mitch, Google. No, for your own.
An all-time promotion.
Yeah, don't do it for the show. Just do it for yourself. Google G.E. Smith,
how do we
Cleveland
really
Browns.
Get these fans pumped up and ready to roll?
He's up
we
there
bring out
the
who else but G.E. Smith?
They love G.E. Smith.
Rock pioneer.
You guys want to sit there and complain about wiener dog races. Like, people don't like seeing wiener dogs at halftime. I like seeing wiener dogs anytime, but halftime's the best. And we had G.E. Smith up in the corner. Come on. Yeah, bring on G.E. Smith. See what he's up to. Saturday night. Anyway, go
have
ahead.
Have Don Pardo do the announcements.
Be a little hard.
While we're at it. So
AI, man, you never know.
So I told you yesterday emotionally, just saw Deshaun Watson a little bit, just even his body language, like some good body language and a couple easy throws, I'll be like, all right.
No, you won't.
Here we go.
No, you won't. No, but you instead, won't. I know you. We got 2 weeks. No, you won't.
But nope. Instead, since we haven't really seen him play any kind of real football, everything's been drill-based, everything's been whatever the hell Jameis Winston said he was doing, then the trade-off has to be, fine, I'll come to your side, don't play him, but don't expect me to hoot and holler about how great the offense is going
to
be.
Do you need to see – so you need to see Jameis Winston to feel good about the Browns?
You mean Deshaun?
Oh, did I say Jameis?
Yeah.
Good God. Do you need to see Deshaun Watson to feel good about the Browns?
Consistent growth and just him focusing on his shoulder routine.
Do you need to see Deshaun Watson?
Do the thing. He doesn't uncork it. He just kind of gyrates with the ball. You've seen a lot of that.
I can't see you.
That's what I think most fans have been able to see.
Intentional leadership of him taking mental reps.
For Keith, it's a great clip he's doing right now. You got to put that in.
So I think that's a trade-off. Just don't be mad at me if I'm not sitting here saying we are going to be able to light it up. And that doesn't mean we won't be able to. You never know. There have been so many people over the last few days getting irritated with any breakdown of any preseason stuff or training camp stuff. Well, what else do we have? Are we just supposed to assume it's going to be, you know, magical once they hit the field? I mean, it's hard. It's really hard. And I don't know. It's a weird trade-off. You're watching Patrick Mahomes throw behind-the-back passes in the preseason. And we are sitting there. Anybody who's covered the Browns so far has said the offense has been very, very inconsistent.
Yeah, but I don't think, and for a lot of folks out there, if he goes 6-for-7, I do not think that – I think that you would sit there and say, by next Thursday, but it's preseason. That's preseason. Like, some people might get excited, but then you got like 2 weeks to get ready for the first game of the year, 4:25 kickoff against the Dallas Cowboys at home, Tom Brady in the stadium. And I think a lot of people by that time will be very nervous and then start telling themselves it's just preseason.
But I told you.
I don't believe anybody who says, well, if I see Deshaun Watson play well, then I'm going to be excited about the season. Nah, I think you're always kind of holding your breath, waiting for the other shoe to drop.
But I told you, and I know this is silly, I recognize the absurdity of this.
Not
but
silly.
This is the beauty of the fact that we do radio and we talk about training camp.
Yeah.
And we talk about preseason games when the motivations are very, very different from every player. I'm going to say something absurd, but I think it's probably closer to reality. I think Broncos fans are more optimistic about Bo Nix today than Browns fans are about Deshaun Watson, and it's only based on two stupid preseason games and the fact Browns fans not see Deshaun Watson.
That's fish in a barrel. One guy's never played in the NFL.
Right.
This guy's played in the NFL. So saying that they're more optimistic, I think anybody would be more optimistic of something they've never seen.
Right.
So
oh, Bo, I 100%.
While Bo Nix could probably draw a pension from college football because he played for so long, they've only seen him play in college football. And what Bo Nix has done is exactly what Bo Nix has done in the preseason. There was a time last year where it's like, is he Heisman Trophy winner? Is he leading the Heisman Trophy? Like, there was that conversation about Bo. And you'd had that at Auburn, and you had that at Oregon. And so what he's doing is Bo Nix things. I think eventually they'll run a defense, and Bo Nix will just be Bo Nix. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I am. Everybody loves Sean Payton except for me. Maybe I'll be wrong, but I think Bo Nix will probably just end up being Bo Nix, and that's it. But people are going to be more excited about guys they haven't seen play in the NFL before. They've seen Deshaun Watson play in the NFL. They've seen him play very, very well a long time ago. They've seen him show flashes. They've seen him also play very poorly here as of recently. So there's been a mix there, and because it's a mixed to negative review of him, they're not going to be that excited. I mean, people run the – we run the gamut, and this is – I think that people have just been not beat down, but I think they've been very quiet because any type of thing that you read – about the Browns is trending towards the bad, trending towards what you didn't get, trending towards something you didn't get last year. You got 11 wins last year, and you did it really in an incredible way. Now, I can make an argument and say the turnovers were through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
The injuries were through the roof. Usually, your luck doesn't go that way. Sometimes turnovers are, even though that, yeah, you can do a lot of things to try to create turnovers and give up the ball, some of that stuff's explainable. Some of that stuff is luck. And your turnover margins tend to have swings here and there. So college football especially, but I think a team that had five different starting quarterbacks at one time is going to have a lot more turnovers than other teams. So you're going to try to turn the ball over less. They were 6-2 in one score games last year. That's a really high number. A really high number and a really good number. And some people are betting that that won't be the case this coming year. But it always comes back down.
So they're a weird team to project.
Yes.
And they're so talented. And, but how many games is Watson going to play?
Exactly. In any win projection I see, puts them at around 8 wins, 8.5 wins.
Which seems so low.
And that seems so low, and that's not going to make the playoffs, and that's obviously not going to make the playoffs, and that's sub-500. And then you're going to couple that with, we're going to watch in-season Hard Knocks later on this year. There's definitely going to be some snippets in there that we're going to have to break down in December. Yes, so I think a lot of people are more downtrodden than ever. Or more downtrodden maybe than they should be.
I don't know. Downtrodden. I don't know if that's the term. Unless, is it just that the defense...
Reserved.
Well, is it that the defense, which has a chance to now build in the second year in that scheme, where Myles Garrett, got to remember, he went basically the last 8 games of the year, only had 1 sack. I mean, you figure if Myles Garrett's healthy, he's going to continue on that tear. I think I saw yesterday he has a very legit shot to be the quickest player in NFL history or the youngest player in NFL history to a certain sack total.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, like, he has a chance to be unbelievably good. You're bringing back almost everybody on that defense.
Yeah.
Like, there should be excitement surrounding that, even despite what you saw in the playoff game. Should be a lot of excitement.
If we were talking about a team in the NFC South, I think we'd be very excited. But we're talking about a team in the AFC North, and then we're still talking about once you get to the playoffs, then it really becomes quarterback and quarterback. And because your quarterback is still up in the air about how good he is, I think that a lot of people tend to bet against the Browns. So it hasn't been the type of offseason of optimism and craziness that we hoped it would be. And plus, I think it makes it that much more frustrating for a Browns fan because the roster's talented. Everybody's telling you your roster's talented. Nobody says there's no talent to be found on this roster. Quite the opposite. But if you don't know what the quarterback's going to do for you, We're running around. You got a flat tire, and we're just going in a circle. That's all we're doing. We're on the rim. And instead of moving forward, we're moving in a circle. So you got to get that thing figured out. But I don't think that playing him on Saturday is going to figure that out. I don't think it's going to do that. Mm-mm.
I think
people are going to have questions, or they'll have more questions.
Because it's just going to be such an extra long time since we've actually seen him take a hit, be a professional NFL quarterback. It's been so long. The videos and the hype videos and what Brown's social media puts out, that's all great. None of that's real football. Like, the real football we're going to see from Deshaun Watson week one is going to look very different than what we've seen leading up to that.
Do former players change your mind about whether or not he should play?
Yeah, I could be persuaded.
You can?
Yeah, I like to hear them.
All right, let's play this for you. This is Tyvus Powell. He was on Afternoon Drive yesterday. You might have heard of Tyvus. We know him. We love him. He believes that Deshaun Watson should play.
Yeah, I think he's still got to get him some game reps because you want to see him out there, you know, with some of these guys. You want to get him some game reps. You want to get him with Kevin Stefanski in his ear, get him through a game day routine. Knowing that your offensive line is not going to be great, okay, maybe it changed what you can call. Maybe it's all quick game. Maybe it's hand the ball off. Nobody's saying that they want him out there for 4 quarters. You know, maybe you get him out there. Instead of you going to try him for a half, maybe it turns into 1 quarter, you know. But you want to get him into the season. You want to have him go through a game day, throw the ball, and let his receivers get some work.
Tyvus Powell, former NFLer, high-level football player. You and I did not play football at a high level. He says he's still got to get out there. Does that change your mind at all?
Well, I think you wanted him out there until you realized who's going to be protecting him.
Yeah, of course.
So I think that's what changed for you.
Then I got nervous and I went back in the house.
I think most people had all, just because of his specific situation, they were a little bit excited to just see him out there. I think now this throws a wrench in it. I mean, just who's going to be there? Who's going to be there this week on that offensive line?
Probably a guy we don't know. Right?
Well, how many starters?
We got 4.
So 4 will play, and it's just a left tackle.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I know. Just, okay, can I tell you what a dumb football fan might think?
Yeah, go ahead.
Or what I might have thought?
All right, yeah.
Why can't you roll him out to the right? Why can't you just roll him out to the right?
Hey, well, Ken, did you think of that?
I did. I actually did. But you remember, we're all very fond of Deshaun Watson. He is a very free-spirited young man who will roll out to the right and to the left. And if he rolls out to the left, well, then you see you're trying to run around a pocket.
Okay, can I tell you what another dumb football fan might think?
Not through a pocket. Not escaping left and right, yes.
Or something I might have thought.
Okay.
I mean, that could happen with Jedrick Wills, too.
What are you saying, that he's just sucks at his job and so we're...
No, that... I mean, Deshaun Watson and the stuff you're talking about and supposedly what Ken Dorsey's going to bring to this offense, like, you could be in your stance as a dominant left tackle with the perfect amount of timing that you're supposed to be there for a normal drop. What's Deshaun Watson going to do?
Go left and right.
He's just going to start to freelance, because that's how we all said. We all thought confining him to the pocket and doing the Stefanski stuff and lining him up under center and turning his back to the defense and just doing standard play action stuff is not his strength. He's admitted it. Stefanski now has kind of admitted it. So we are going to retool this offense in a different way.
Would you rather him freelancing in a game that counts or doesn't count?
Or is it something that you can't coach out of him?
I didn't say about anything about coaching in and out of anybody. Would you rather him freelancing in a game that counts or doesn't count? Counts. Easy decision. Don't play him.
Okay. We're shutting him down and... going to be Super Bowl Super Browns heading into the Dallas game.
But I don't think it would have been Super Bowl Super Browns heading into the Dallas game.
Man, look at those Bronco fans with bow necks.
Broncos fans do not move me. It's very stupid,
but
yes.
What do you think if Deshaun Watson would have had those exact numbers in the preseason? You don't think they'd be pretty excited?
I think they would be excited, but I'm not looking for the now, because I don't think that Bo Nix is going to be an incredible quarterback Denver Broncos.
That's not even what we're talking
I'm
about.
I'm looking for the long term. I'm looking for that. I think Browns fans have got a standard now. Broncos fans are looking for anything. Browns fans have got a standard now, and they're going to hold Deshaun Watson to a standard. So I don't think anything in the preseason is going to matter to them.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, well, some good news for the Guardians. Would you like a little good news, Kenny?
I'd like a lot of good news, Tone.
Minnesota lost last night.
All right.
To San Diego.
Looks like we picked up a half game.
The old half-see pickup, Kenny.
2.5 ahead.
It's only so much you can do when you're not playing.
There's two things that I like about 2.5. 2.5 men, 2.5 games.
Much better than two. But the bad news, some really, really untimely and unfortunate, and let's just be honest, very annoying news. Guardians placing Alex Cobb on the 15-day injured list with a broken nail.
They wrote fractured to make it sound tougher.
Is that what it was?
They wrote fractured, and I go, that has to be so it sounds tougher.
Have you ever walked around?
If you wrote broken nail, it would be all over national media.
That's what I was going to ask you. Have you ever walked around going, yeah, look at me, I fractured my nail?
Should pitchers walk around with oven mitts on?
At this point?
Yes.
Especially a stretch run for the Guardians?
Yes.
My daughter chipped her gels yesterday, which is as big of a deal for her because it's her first day of senior year. So.
Oh, no.
I don't know who has it worse, Alex Cobb or her.
15-day IL.
Oh, put that on the poll. That's a serious one. First day of school. That is a mess.
Yep.
It's
a big deal.
Kenny, did you get dialed up for first day of school?
You always do.
It's first day. Even if you say you don't care what you look like, first day always seem to be a day. You hadn't seen a lot of these people in so long.
I hated first day. I remember...
It was more of a last day.
First day at Pfeiffer Middle School. Sixth grade, we did elementary school through fifth grade, and there was this girl, nice girl, Jen Baker, really nice girl, and I remember she messed something up she messed up her schedule or something, and it was like a laughable thing with the teachers, like, oh, that's funny, it's cute, and she goes, it's the first day, and I remember, I go, God, it's going to be such a long year, I hate this.
On day one, you were thinking that?
God, I hate this. Yeah, I sat there in study hall, I go, I hate this, I hate this smell, I hate the smell of study hall. I had to smell these books.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
God, do I hate this. Man, do I hate this. And you realize it's like, oh, I didn't have any responsibility back then.
Yeah.
Why did I hate that?
All the time in the world.
Yeah.
Here is Tom Withers on the Afternoon Drive show with the latest on Alex Cobb.
It's been one thing after the next. I was trying to get a little bit of specifics on Alex's injury. Apparently, it has to do with how he throws his curveball, and I think he just builds up some friction there. So it sounds to me like it's the nail on his middle finger of his right hand that's the problem right now. You got to hope it goes away. You know, I mean, he gave you a nice little start last week and gave everybody a little bit of a boost considering what they've been dealing with pitching-wise. So, yeah, it's been one thing after the next.
To be a pitcher in Major League Baseball, but then my nail.
The nail's got in the way.
This bleeping nail.
This is my Achilles heel.
Sitting over there at Smedley's at the end of the bar.
It's your Achilles nail.
Smoking a Marlboro, blowing it out, going, this damn nail cussed me everything.
Ruined everything. He was excellent.
I used to be a pitcher. Oh, you had Tommy John and it never got it. Nah, this bleeping nail. Terrible.
Lee Presson?
I tried everything for this nail.
Cobb had only given up one earned run in that last outing against the Chicago Cubs in three hits.
I went to every strip mall in Northeast Ohio. I couldn't find anything for this nail. And here I am now at the end of this bar. Used to be somebody. Sorry. Go ahead. I don't know why I went through the whole thing.
Well, it's always
the best
something
thing you're going to do on the show.
The team in 2016 that it was defined by the ridiculousness of what was going on with the pitchers all at the end of the year.
At least that was a contusion.
Yeah. Blood everywhere, all over the drone.
I'll take blood everywhere.
Roy Munson found a way to bowl 17 years later with a fake hand. You got a broken nail?
Okay. He worked hard at it, too.
All right.
If he got stuck in the ball return. So,
they didn't need to take. Why would they take his hand? They should have just threatened him and said, we're going to kill you if you don't go out and bowl and give us our money back. Now we own you. You need to go out there and bowl and beat all these people so you owe us money on your returns. That's what a businessman does. What a bunch of stupid hillbillies at that bowling alley in Pennsylvania in this movie that's a total farce and meant to be funny. Duh.
Anyways, idiots. So, they get ready for their series. We're gonna preview this a little bit later on, Kenny. But obviously, I said this yesterday off the air, so I'll double down it on the air. You said, am I finally in on these games? Am I finally all in? Feels like a playoff series. It starts today against the Yankees.
Keith just texted, Ronnie Lott amputated a finger to play. We're talking about a broken fingernail.
Meanwhile,
Trevor Bauer took out an iron and tried to cauterize his own wound.
Facebook page. Read the comments. No. I saw multiples. This is why we should have just brought back Bauer.
I said the wrong word. I said the wrong name.
This is why I'm saying it,
Ken. My fault.
I wasn't at the public parks yesterday. I was at football practice. I wasn't at the public parks, but I'm seeing it on public forums now.
Listen, I can tell people all I want that they're not bringing him back, but there's no denying he would pitch through a broken fingernail.
Can I do a nerdy tutorial like junior year of civics lesson when it comes to like something with Trevor Bauer?
Go ahead.
All right.
We learned in high school. You're looking at me ridiculously.
I want to know where it goes. Take me there.
De facto versus de jure. You know the terms?
De giorno.
Okay, there's de facto, like,
all right.
Like there's de jure, which would be, yes, a player's been suspended or a player's been... Then there's de facto, which is Trevor Bauer has been banned by Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
They just can't say it. Can we just tell people that so we don't have to deal with the calls anymore? Like 30 teams
have an unwritten agreement
that they cannot lawfully dictate, which is Trevor Bauer is no longer allowed to work in this league.
Only 29 fan bases apparently have gotten that memo because one of them resides in Cleveland and they
want we're the
him
only
back.
Ones. I think we're the ones that are fans because, you know, they rooted for him, they cheered for him in the past.
They
30 teams are saying to you
no
without telling you that he cannot play baseball. We are not going to bring him in.
People are still gonna want him to pitch because they know he's a good pitcher.
Yeah.
Twitter action is brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. D Soul on Twitter. Making fun of a hand injury sounds like a couple of guys who've never used them in their life. How long did your tow motor license expire?
Ooh.
Keep acting like you're a working man. Buddy, I banged my left hand on a face mask last night, throwing scout team offense as the quarterback, and I'm still working today. It hurts.
Keep laughing.
I stubbed my toe once in a hotel room, and it pretty much put me out for a week.
It's swollen. I'm still working.
You want to hear from a real working man?
Yeah.
Here's audio from Barstool Sports. I'm Machine Gun Kelly, who has a very new look. In fact, he's pretty much tatted up all black over his tats, with a few exceptions. But, you know, he explains why.
I'm in a new body. I literally am in a new body. Like, I covered everything on my arms and my body. I left windows to it, but just like there's windows to my old work, but I'm a new person. So the evolution has, like, led me from a caterpillar to a butterfly now.
So he threw out the first pitch, and I looked up. I go, boy, all his tattoos are covered up.
Doesn't he have long nails?
Oh, yeah.
At first, I thought he was, like, wearing, like, a shirt that would cover it up. It's like, no. Those are tattoos covering up the other tattoos.
What do you call the Machine Gun Kelly fans? Don't they have a name? Some EST, everything's EST at the end.
I got nothing.
Of their name.
Sorry, bud.
They have gone to taking to his tattoos, like using his tattoos and then tattooing their bodies, and now he's covered them up.
Well, then they got to cover it up.
Dude, they have to do it.
I mean, they shouldn't do everything he can do.
They do everything he
does. Well, either way, that's their journey, man. There was a lot of people going, what a weirdo. And like sending it to us, like, what are you guys going to say? I'll say it right now. Dedication. Dedication to the entire change. You are no longer that artist. You have to evolve. You're 34 years old. That's a young man's game. He's evolving. And so he's evolving the entire way through. Mind, body, and spirit. Good
I
on
said
you.
Something last week. It was very controversial to fans of the show.
Oh, what was it?
I said if he wasn't already bigger than Eminem, it's going to happen. I mean,
I don't know.
Done movies.
I don't know.
He's had the very public dalliances.
You're saying MGK?
MGK.
Eminem was in a pretty famous movie.
I realize that. Eminem's, how many movies already has Machine Gun Kelly been in?
I don't know.
Yeah. He's a star.
Wait, are you counting that stupid Motley Crue movie?
Why wouldn't it count?
That movie sucked.
That doesn't matter.
All right, whatever.
Hey, Pacino, they weren't all hits. That's it for About Last Night.
Most of them were, though, you gotta admit. I drove in to work today. It was like 57 degrees outside. I go, ooh, this is some crisp air right here. And then I got in the truck and I drove in and I'm thinking, boy, it feels, got the Yankees tonight in the Bronx. I think it's going to be around 70 or so in the Bronx there, but it'll cool off probably by tonight. I go, this feels like a postseason series against the New York Yankees. I'm not going to say bring them on because I've learned my stupid lesson, but it feels like a postseason series, especially you've lost three in a row. You lost to a really good team in Milwaukee. The bats went to sleep. Lane Thomas might be the worst trade they've ever made by the time it's all said and done. I don't know what to do with that.
Did he have six hits?
He's six for 57 or 53 or something like that. It's really, really bad. But they got to get it going. And there would be if they could take two out of three, which they've been all streaks lately. What, they won five in a row, lost seven in a row, lost five in a row. I think I got that mixed up. They won five in a row, then lost three in a row. There we go. So they win, lose. Now they're at three in a row. And I was like, hey, can we take two out of three against the Yankees here? It has a postseason feel to me here.
It does. It feels like, first of all, anytime you play the Yankees, it doesn't matter what the records are of the teams. Especially the games in Cleveland, they are going to be absolutely spirited. These are going to be in New York. So I do think there's always a nice amount of Guardians fans there to catch that. I do feel like more fans are going to be dialed in just because they see the Yankees. They see the pinstripes. And I think there's a lot of excitement around that in general. But, you know, the other part of this is as poorly and as unevenly as they have played the last month and a half, they still are right there at the top in the American League. They're jumbled in with, you know, four other teams, three other teams. You know, just a game out of having the best record in the American League and in baseball. So, you know, these are two good teams. Like, every number will tell you. Now, the Yankees' offense is basically top three in everything. And we already know, I mean, if anybody follows sports, they know about Aaron Judge because Aaron Judge, as we talked about on the podcast last week, he gets crammed down your throat. Now, he has been spectacular. I mean, he's putting up an amazing season. I know earlier in the year we were talking about Jose and whether or not he'd ever have a shot in a million years to like win MVP. But Judge, you know, just done so much damage.
Yes, it makes it a very difficult prospect for everybody involved to get everybody going here. And it makes it difficult for the starting rotation because you have a run here now. You know, New York is obviously a great opponent. Then you have Texas coming up at home, which is, you know, in and out. Kansas City, which they are still talking postseason in Kansas City there, so they're coming right after you. I mean, they were, as of yesterday morning, right just a game behind the Minnesota Twins. Now, the Twins lost to the Padres yesterday, so we got to recheck on that. 216-474-0092. Pablo in Cleveland. Pablo, hello.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. There's been a couple times this season with the guards. I think, first of all, for myself and my friends, I don't think we ever thought we were going to be in the position that we're at right now, which is amazing. But I remember in April when we played, the Yankees came into town second week in April, first series to have them there. And I laughed because you guys made the comment, or someone, I think it was Ken, that made the comment, something along the lines of, mark my words, it was either on that Friday or that Monday.
Uh-oh.
We ended up losing 2-2, but he ended up saying, mark my words, this is, you know, going to end up being a big series in the long run. And I laughed. And there's been several times this season that I wanted to call up and just kind of be like, you know, Ken, what the hell are you talking about? You know, that series is long forgotten. And then yet here we are, man, in a somewhat of a driver's seat, I guess. You know, none of us thought we were going to be in. And here we're headed into Yankee territory to kind of flex our muscles, hopefully, and, have a statement series with them. That's all. I just remembered Pablo, you guys saying that. So.
Pablo, I got to tell you, I don't remember saying it, but it sounds good, so I'm going to take credit for it, which is nice for me, and thank you very much for that. Do you feel if they lose 2 or 3 here, or if they end this week, if they end without the lead in the division, does it feel like the season may be lost then?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Not to me. No.
I don't want to be. I don't want to be fatalist here. I want to see where people are on all this because you had an. And Pablo, thank you very much for the call. You had a 9-game lead in July. It's evaporated. Things have not gone well for you in the month of August. Stephen Kwan has fallen off a cliff as a leadoff hitter. A lot of things are. And again, you put Lane Thomas in the lineup. He's just been a hole in the lineup. So you created, while you try to get better, you've basically created a hole in your lineup there. David Fry has slumped and has not gotten better. I think he started to get better in the month of July, towards the end of the month of July. August, you brought up those numbers yesterday, Anthony. I mean, he's just been terrible this month. And I can't wait. And I think it was, I want to say it was the Derry brothers who said it, but I think they attributed it to someone else, where it looks like a team that's just kind of waiting to hit a home run instead of kind of playing their way, where they've been more aggressive at the plate. They've tried to this year. They've tried to be more aggressive there, but it seems that they're trying to hit too many dingers instead of, hey, let's get guys on base, and if a dinger happens, a dinger happens, because it's either one way or the other. Like, I don't want to get too small ball, too bunty, things like that, but I don't want to just sit there with a bunch of guys who are not boppers in the classic sense. I mean, maybe Jose, but a bunch of guys who are not boppers in the classic sense just waiting on their pitch so they could take it out to right field.
Now, you wonder if their approach, if this is something that they are stressing behind the scenes, because they have just been letting pitchers off the hook in really the last month. I mean, these at-bats, they're not challenging. They are not working the pitching. They are not really giving guys in the batter's box a good eye at these things. And it's kind of snowballed from there, which is unfortunate. They need to get back to it. It seems like they're incapable of manufacturing runs with the recent struggles. You're right, that home run or bust mentality. And then the bottom of the order has just been a cavalcade, or it's just been one after the other of guys that can't come through. And so when you get things at the top of the order, like Stephen Kwan struggling, you know, it's a recipe for disaster. But the good news is it's not like they have foiled all their dreams and hopes. It's not like it's all over. Like, they are sitting there right there. And I heard Jonathan yesterday with Dustin in Afternoons saying, this is what happens when you play a good team in Milwaukee. This is what happens. You see, they didn't do enough at the deadline. It's like, wait a second. Haven't they taken 4 of 7 against Baltimore?
Yeah.
Isn't that a good team? Didn't they take 2 of 3 recently, not that long ago, against Philadelphia? Like, to act like now we're just going to confirm all the things that we were upset about.
I agree with you. I think that's wrong. No offense to Jonathan. Yeah, He's a big boy. He can take it.
Like, we can't. We're just going to take whatever happened the most recently and project that over 162.
Well, that's why I don't want to sit there and say, like, it's tough to portray it, because you would give up a 9-game lead. All right, teams have had 9-game leads and given them up. Not very late, but they've done it. I don't want to say that the season's over if they lose 2 of 3 against the Yankees. Now, if they get swept against the Yankees, I'm still not going to do it, but I'm going to be very upset if they lose all 3 against the Yankees.
I'd be worried about their confidence.
What I would be worried about.
I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the best team in the league, the worst team in the league. You can't have two dismal, you know, series against really good teams as you're getting into late August.
And by that time, they would have lost a week of ball games. So I got to get 2 out of 3. Just go. I don't need 7-game win streaks. It's nice. I need 2 out of 3. That's fine. If you go 2-1 in every single series, I'm fine with that the rest of the way out, because that means you are going to stretch, and that means I'm going to see more consistency. Right now, when you win 5, lose 7, win 5, lose 3, you're feast or famine over these last few weeks. I need some more consistency out of you. Be able to win a series, get me deep into a pitching outing.
They got Boyd, Williams, Bybee. They have a chance. Can they please?
No, they got Boyd, and then they get it figured out. Then they have Williams. Okay. They have Williams coming
can
up on
please,
Thursday at
can,
1 o'clock.
Can they please just jump to a good start? Can they get a lead in one of these games?
Oh, I just always assume you're down 1-0.
Was it 14 of the last 15? They have allowed the opponent to score first?
Yes. Yes. Which is a downer, but
that's incredible.
I think we've pretty much dealt with that.
They haven't lost more games.
I understand that, but I think we've pretty much dealt with that the entire season, where you kind of get down 1-0 in the top of the first, you're clawing back, and they've been able to come from behind and win a lot of those.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!